I really like journaling, but I always end up in no time or cannot find a journal that I really like. So I was like, hey, let me create one. So here it is, a self-help journal created and designed by Anita. Inside the book, I provide very simple and easy to follow template. For example, in the morning, to-do list. In the evening, gratitude practice. So you can use a very little time to start this healthy habit. Go ahead and check it out in our description down below or go to our buymeacoffee.com.
Welcome to Taiwanica Podcast. What is going on, everybody? My name is Eric, and I am the host of today's episode of the Solo Friday Special. And today we are going to be talking about an emotion that I have been researching for quite a while, and I'm just so excited to share with you. That is envy. What is envy? What are we going to understand how it affects our lives, and how is it different from jealousy is the big topic I want to bring up in today's episode that will hopefully bring you some clarity and awareness of how it is affecting you on a daily basis. So let's go ahead and dive on into our Friday shorts. Envy is an emotion that everyone talks about, and even in Taiwan, there is a phrase like, oh, 我好羡慕哦, like having this feeling of wanting something that somebody else has. And in English, we usually consider wanting this thing that someone else has as something negative for ourselves. But the good news is that envy is not just a negative thing if you know how to use it. Like all emotions, anger can be used in a positive way if you know how. Sadness can be used in a positive way as well. But today, our topic is about envy. First of all, let's talk about what exactly envy is. Envy is a desire for something that someone else has, and you realize that you don't have it. But usually, when you realize this, envy gives you the feeling of lack and feeling that you are unworthy to have what they already do. And mainly the reason for that is because you believe that because they have it, so you can't have it. Simple enough as it is. And then when this happens to us, we are starting to think, huh, is it really how that works? It's not the truth. Envy is giving you this sensation that the world is limited and there is not enough for everyone. In other words, there is no abundance for everybody. And there's only some people can have success and other people who cannot. And if you look at it from a different point of view, like for example, we're on a street. And the street has two different colors. On one side of the street, the street is white. On the other side of the street is black. Let's talk about the white side of the street. The white side of the street is everyone is feeling successful. They have successful stores. There's people having success with their business. People are happy shopping for all the things that they want. Everyone has a really nice car. Everyone looks beautiful. They're all in great shape. Then we look on the black side of the street. Everyone is feeling very angry at their job. They don't feel like their business is successful and they're failing. People are out of shape and they are all looking at the white side of the street and feeling frustration towards those people. Now, envy is the black side of this street, and envy, the emotion, if we don't understand how it works, it will keep us on this black side of the street forever, making it harder and harder to be able to cross to the white side. But the good news is, if we know how to cross the street, it's actually very simple. Now, let's talk about how do we cross this black street to the white side of the street so that we can now use envy as a tool rather than be afraid of it. The first thing, of course, is just to realize that you're being envious of somebody for something that they have. Okay, so let's say, for example, you want to have a new car. Okay, and you really have been looking at this car for a long time. And every time you're out on the streets walking or driving your own car, whatever the case, you are seeing someone else have that car. Now, the first reaction that most people would have is to be envious and say, oh man, they have it. That means that's one less chance for me to have that car. And that's just not the truth. We want to, at this moment here, be grateful and happy that that person has that, because when you see that car, that technically means, if we look at it from a universal point of view, that you just had a sign from the universe that you are actually having proof that it is possible for you to have the same thing. So if you look at envy in a way as a possibility to have the thing that you want because you can see someone else having it, that means you could have it too, then you're actually drawing yourself to having it as well. Pretty cool. Now, a lot of people would say, well, if I'm envious of somebody or something having what I want, but that thing is just so far away from being possible for me right now, doesn't that mean I'm just being a fool, or I'm playing jokes, or I'm just lying to myself about this situation? That is not the truth. The truth is that when you see something, even if it's a really big dream, for example, buying a house or going on a really big vacation to somewhere brand new, or having the love of your life or the body of your dreams, you know, all of these things are possible, but they all need to start somewhere. And that is to make a plan. Now, a lot of people feel like, oh, this will make you feel like you're failing when you're doing this because it feels awful. You feel terrified because of this feeling of failure that you're not doing it now. But that's how everybody starts. We live in a world of unfairness. It's just part of the human condition. And when we get into a state of really desiring something or wanting something, and we are honest with ourselves about wanting that thing, then it becomes easier for us to realize, okay, yes, I might not have it now, so I'm failing, but that does not mean I will always fail if I start doing something about it. So here's the action that you can take to make that a reality for you. It's simple. Anytime you feel envious about something, put it down on a list. Make an envy list of the things that you really want that someone else has. It could be anything. It could be the car, the house, the body, the bag, you know, anything that you really want that someone else has. Because in reality, that's just that envy that you're feeling is just something that someone else has at that moment, but you really do desire it. And if you become clear to that, then you can actually start working towards it or pursue it. This is about extracting the virtues of what it is that you wish to have in your life. So what are the things that you really desire or really want? So in other words, envy is actually a great way of being clear about what you want in life, because anytime you're feeling that negativity, it's saying to you that there's part of you that you're not having to the level that you would really want it to be. And if you keep thinking about it in a negative way, then you're not doing anything about it, and you're actually just making your life more toxic, more uncontrollable and scary. But instead, when you hear those negative thoughts in your mind about, oh man, I really want that, and they have it, and I'm envious of them, then if you just make a little list of what it is that is, and then you say to yourself, okay, what can I do? What is one step that I can do today to go a little closer to having that that thing or something like that for myself? Then you will start to get out of the black side of the street and start slowly crossing the street. So you're going to the white side of it. And sooner or later, you will reach the other side. And by doing that, you don't have to feel like you are stuck anymore. And the best part is you're not dragging anybody down while you're going through that experience. And that's the other thing about envy, is that if you don't do anything about your envy, you will not only make yourself more envious, but you'll actually start to make your life more toxic. You'll feel more negative about yourself. And on top of that, you'll start to spread that negativity to anybody who does have the thing that you want. So for example, your friend has a new bag that you really like. And so maybe you're going to think, oh man, I really want that bag. I hate that she has that bag and I don't have it. And then at some point you're thinking, man, I really hope that that bag gets destroyed in some way or is getting completely ruined so that she doesn't have it either, right? So this is how envy can start consuming you if you don't be aware of it. Now, the last thing I wanted to bring up about envy is that a lot of people think that envy and jealousy are the same thing. And that's just not the case. Envy is a personal point of view, something that one person really wants, and they see someone else have it, and therefore they want what they have. Okay. Jealousy, on the other hand, is you technically already have something, but then you have someone else in your life, another relationship. So just to make this clear, I'll bring up an example of a husband and a wife. Okay. So a husband has his wife's love. Okay. But now maybe the wife is talking to another man. Okay. At this moment, the husband might feel jealous of his wife because the wife is now sharing, in the husband's point of view, the love that the husband once had to this other man. Okay. Now, jealousy can be very tricky because if you're not aware that this is happening, where you're thinking that person is getting more love or more of whatever you want than you used to have, then it can easily take control of you and you start acting in a negative way. So how can you see the difference between jealousy and envy here? Envy is simply something that you personally desire but don't have, and you see someone else have it, and so you want it. And then you're saying, oh, I really want to have that. And if you don't be aware of that, then envy will just make you feel like you're less. You're not as important as the other person. The trick is to simply be aware of it. Say, okay, how can I move towards having the same thing for myself? Jealousy, on the other hand, is someone else. You have a relationship with someone else and you are seeing them give something you like to have with that person. So the husband and wife example, the wife gives the love to another person and the husband doesn't have it for that moment, and you feel less. You feel less because it's not there at that moment. And the reality of jealousy is that as long as you're aware that that moment is only temporary and if there is an abundance or an unlimited amount of what you have or want in life, then jealousy also cannot take control because love is unlimited and anything else can be unlimited too. That's why envy and jealousy really do not have any power as long as you are aware that you can have whatever you want because you can see other people having it too. So the simplicity here is envy and jealousy can help you be aware of the abundance that's in the world. As long as you are willing to keep moving towards your goals and be respectful towards other people, these things can easily come to you. So those are the differences between envy and jealousy. We mainly focused on envy today, but in another episode, if you're interested, we'll expand more on jealousy so you can have a more clear idea of what's the difference there. I really hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, please leave a review on wherever you're listening. We would love to hear your feedback on Taiwanica Podcast. And definitely check out our Instagram for all the live videos that we've been doing there. Finally, if you're interested in checking out more about talking to Anita or Eric, you can check us out on Amazing Talker or even on our personal website, ericandanita.com. Great. Hope you enjoyed today, and we'll see you in the next episode. Happy Friday.